Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A pastor loses his realtor license over his faith. We're going to be talking about the situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Matt, I think the best question in all of this case is, are realtors even allowed to be pastors too?
You know, that's crazy, isn't
it? This gets me every time.
This is Montana.
Yes.
You would think that Montana would be a little bit more favorable to these kinds of things, but sometimes there's a lot of liberalism out there in that state.
Yeah, there's a lot of pastors that are bivocational, so why can't a pastor be a real estate agent?
Yeah, so the pastor that we represent is bivocational. He is Pastor Brandon Huber, and he has worked as a realtor to support his ministry. And his church that he pastors has been a supporter of a local food bank. Mm. And then the food bank began distributing LGBT materials with its child lunches.
Oh, dear.
And that's when Pastor Huber in the church posted on the website of the church that he had made the decision, because the materials promoted homosexuality in contradiction to the church's religious beliefs and teachings about morality and sexuality, that the church would not support that food bank any longer. He went on to say that the church, quote, does not discriminate against people and will never treat them any different because of their choices in life, close quote. So he made that pretty clear on the website. They decided, we're not going to support this food bank anymore if they're going to use this feeding bank as a means to promote LGBTQ materials to children when they have lunches. It's really manipulation, and it's abusive, frankly.
But you know, some of the community residents filed ethics complaints alleging hate speech and assuming that the pastor's view on homosexuality would cause him to be biased against the LGBT community in the real estate profession.
Yeah,
that's
so
absurd.
And so there's no evidence that he was biased to tenants, homeowners, people who were looking for property to buy or sell. Nothing like that. And in fact, he says the church doesn't discriminate against people, will never treat them any different because of their choices in life. But the church has a right?
Sure.
To either support something or not support something. And they were supporting this local food bank, and they would continue to support it. But they stopped because it was now using the feeding of children as a way to get pride material, LGBT pride materials, materials of homosexuality and other things to the children. So they said, okay, we're not going to support that anymore. So after the complaints came, well, then he came up for a hearing. And his hearing was before the Missoula Organization of Realtors and also the other Realtor Association, that is the one that's over all of that. They reviewed this situation and they revoked his realtor license because of what he did in his private pastoral role with the church, even though it had nothing to do with what he does with real estate.
Well, he was also fined $5,000 for supposedly violating the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics, and they rescinded his access, which prevented him from working as a realtor.
Yeah, so we have now sent a demand letter to the Missoula Organization of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors on behalf of the pastor and former real estate agent. He has been unlawfully discriminated against, disciplined, and fined because of religious statements made in his pastoral capacity. It has nothing to do with his realtor capacity. Now, under the Fair Housing Act, which is a federal law, it is unlawful to discriminate against a realtor's sincere religious beliefs. It's unlawful to discriminate, for example, on the basis of religion, as it relates to, as well as race, as it relates to selling or working as a realtor buying property. So you can't, because of someone's religion, say, I'm not going to work with you. Or because of someone's race, I'm not going to sell you this property in this community because your race, your color of your skin is not something that I agree with or I want to promote. That would be prohibited. And that's been a long-standing provision of the Fair Housing Act. But the Fair Housing Act also prohibits realtors in the same way that realtors can't discriminate against people on account of religion. They can't be discriminated against themselves on account of religion. And so the Realtor Association is doing just that.
Right. And I just say, you know, you voluntarily hire a realtor to help you. So if you're not in agreement with what he did, find somebody else, you know?
Right. Exactly. And especially there's no evidence that he has taken any kind of, discriminatory action with regards to the provision of real estate.
Right.
There's no evidence of that. So it's ridiculous how they have done this. If the Realtor associations do not change course immediately, then they will face a federal lawsuit.
But back to the first statement I made, I just find it almost comical to the demand letter. One complaint questioned whether a realtor license should even be given to a religious leader, and the complaint included that statement: are realtors even allowed to be pastors too? What do people think pastors are? They're people, and sometimes they need another job to help.
So if a pastor, in this case a part-time pastor, that's the church isn't large enough to support a full-time pastor, many pastors are in these smaller churches bivocational.
Mm-hmm.
So what if a pastor wants, like Pastor Huber, to participate in selling real estate? Does that mean that the realtor company has to review your doctrinal statement?
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe marriage is the union of one man and one woman, if you believe that God creates life and that life begins at the moment of fertilization, abortion is wrong, does that mean that you're automatically discriminated against and cannot have a realtor's license? Because that's essentially what is happening here.
I would think you'd want someone like a pastor, you know, helping you, someone of good character, someone who would not lie, cheat, or steal. You know, I would think they would welcome that.
Well, the Missoula Organization of Realtors, as liberal as they obviously are, they determined that the pastor's religious speech on the church's website, that they were not going to any longer support the food bank, that it was, quote, hateful and harassing.
Well, what's really hateful? Pushing this LGBT propaganda at children? Is that not hateful?
I mean, that's ridiculous to sit there. I mean, what are they thinking? Is the church just simply bound to continue to support something that violates its sincere religious beliefs? They haven't connected the dots between, oh, the pastor will not sell property to someone because of their religion or giving preferential treatment. He's not discriminating against someone on account of religion. What they're essentially saying in terms of their policy is that you can't have a private life outside of being a realtor. You can't post something on your personal social media, or you can't attend a church, or you can't be a pastor of a church.
Or a church doesn't have a choice about what organization it supports.
Yeah, and that you'd have to support the LGBTQ agenda. This is just unbelievable. Now, we've had situations before, and the reason why we've taken this on is because this is a classic example of these realtor associations that go out of their way to discriminate against people who otherwise are qualified realtors. We've had this situation come up in other cases where, because of someone's pro-life activity, someone, for example, is pro-life, they might attend the March for Life in Washington, D.C. that takes place in January. They might post that on their Facebook. They might post something on their Facebook about the sanctity of human life. They might be volunteering at a crisis pregnancy center. And someone, some radical pro-abortionist that is part of the Realtor Association, takes issue with it and comes after the realtor to try to harass them into silence. And some of these realtors particularly those that are full-time. And this is what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. They're not bivocational. This is what they do full-time. But they also have a private life. They then are cowardly pushed into silence. And if they're not silent, then they're disciplined. So this has to end, and this is an ideal fact pattern, I think, to bring this issue to court with the Realtor Association to make sure that they comply with the Fair Housing Act. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.